Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, listeners in Chicago and around the world, Windy City citizens and surrounding suburbanites, tech-savvy millennials and baby-booming Luddites, welcome to yet another very special The Game Show, Show and Stuff!
To play, you know it's time to play. It's time to dance,
dance.
It's time to dance,
dance, dance.
And you can win a prize. If you can win a prize, if you take a chance.
Greetings!
Why don't you take a chance?
Dance, dance.
Woo! Tumble the thing!
Live from downtown Chicago, at the heart of the great state of Illinois, in the heart of America. The Game Show, Show and Stuff!
Yeah, yeah.
Woo. That's right. The Game Show, Show and Stuff. A show with games and stuff.
I love stuff!
Music, comedy, variety, and more. News, reviews, interviews. Now with 100% more profanity when you listen to it on the internet, but not here.
I love the internet.
Family show.
And now, a man who needs no introduction. Allow me to introduce your host, introducing Anderson Lauffer. Can I stop?
Stop, please.
Okay.
Please, for God's sake.
Woo, what a crowd.
Yeah. Wow, look at this. We got some crowd out here today. All kinds of different styles of people that make Chicago great.
That's right. We got
all the styles.
We got people from the south side, people from the north side, yeah. People from the west side, and people from the outside. Because we got tourists here, too.
Woo.
Yeah. People,
they'd never believe it if I told them, but look at all these fresh, happy faces
it's
out
amazing.
Here.
It's amazing.
It's a lovely,
it's
lovely
a beautiful
scene.
Day. Mm-hmm. I want to say on a very serious note, you guys, Chicago and visitors, I just want you to look around this perfect day, the skyline, the sunshine, the gentle breeze, the perfect 70-some degrees. And I want especially you Chicagoans to take note and remember this and file it away in your memory banks. For that first day when you have to dig your way out of the crib and shovel your car out and you're like, why do I live here? This, ladies and gentlemen, is why you live here, because we get to have a free party on an open lakefront right here in Chicago. Where else in the world?
That's right.
I love this place.
Yeah! Strangers up front.
The beard guys can't get enough of it.
Yeah, they love it. The bearded guys love that stuff.
Ladies and gentlemen, please help me welcome our luxurious and lugubrious announcer for the show, Mr. James Anthony Zoccoli Jazz.
Ah, stop, you guys. Stop it. Thank you, though, Anderson. Thank you, everybody. But please do not use my government name, Feds Watching, as the kids say.
That's true. That's true.
I'm just kidding. Or am I?
Down at the end, we have the president.
That's right.
The president.
Woo!
Of the Radio Misfits Podcast Network.
The president.
The great party of one, Mr. Ed Silla, everybody. There he is, down there.
Ed, ladies and gentlemen.
We didn't give him a microphone, so he can't tell us to shut up
that's
or
right.
anything like that.
Yeah.
That's right.
And he wants to really badly.
At the other end, we have a guest with us today. She's a musician.
Yes, she is.
And an actor
That's
around
right.
town.
She's a singer.
A singer and a dancer.
That's right. And she's also one of our showgirls on the game show Show and Stuff.
Right, our live show.
That's
she's
right.
one of our showgirls.
Yeah.
And here she is, Nicole Bloomsmith, everybody.
Yeah.
Hi, everybody.
Also, you'll notice a small Irishman in a green shirt. A bird pooped on his shirt today.
Yeah, right, here. Right on my sleeve.
Which
it's
is
awesome.
Good luck.
That is good luck.
And this is Jonathan Susan Moran, everybody.
That's right. Give it up
Hello,
for Johnny Moe.
Chicago!
Thanks for coming out today, y'all.
Yeah, buddy.
And then we have a guy from our radio show
That's right.
days when we used to be live on the radio.
That's right.
That was taken away from us because of our cursing and bad behavior.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The FCC. When I said Fez watching y'all, I ain't joking.
They said, listen,
FCC
was
on us.
You can stay and pay a fine of $2,500. Or you can leave and go to the Radio Misfits Podcast Network. And we've said,
yes!
We're out of here. And that is Wesley Ann Whitaker, everybody.
Hi.
There she is.
Guys, I have to say, I am so glad to be back in my favorite place in the world, WLUW.
That's not true, Wes. What happened? We're not there anymore.
We're not there? So. Where are we?
We're at the Taste of Chicago Chicago, Illinois. Like, some people are clapping, and some people are like, that's enough clapping for me.
Yeah, that's enough.
I've done all the clapping.
I'm too sweaty. My hands hurt.
That's right. But everybody's got those Radio Misfits fans, which are so nice. There we go.
Yeah.
There we go.
Keeping you cool, Chicago.
I will tell you that when you clap, we can't hear it on the podcast. So, to save you time and energy, if you'd like to clap for something, why not just hold up your paddle? Like we're in a Baptist church or
That's
something.
Right.
We'll just wave our paddles at each other.
Testify!
That's right. There he is. Okay.
The Lord has moved me to laugh at your jokes.
We just got a chance, Jess, to walk around a little bit, and we were tasting some of the food that they have available.
That's right.
And I was under the impression that food here was way more expensive than it was, but I think they started doing those, like, tastes, like you just get
a
little
portions.
Bit of something.
Yeah,
you know?
they've been doing that for a long
time.
And
that's way better. Who wants to eat just one, like, Subway sandwich?
Right.
When you could have a gyro and a sausage and a
snow cone. Yeah, and some fried Oreos and, and some...
It's not quite State Fair.
Corn on the cob.
Right. And also, there's all kinds of acts playing here this weekend.
Yeah.
There was Billy Idol last night.
Yeah, he was over there at the Petrillo Music Show.
Billy Idol has the same hair and outfits as 40 years ago.
He does. It's
but
amazing.
But he has the face of a AAA roadmap.
It's funny because it's true.
Which
yeah.
is to say, he's old looking,
horribly.
Guys.
Yeah,
he's very old looking.
And I remember when Billy Idol was like really cool and edgy, right?
Yeah.
Well, now they do like profiles on Billy Idol on like Sunday morning.
Right. That's right.
Television show.
That's right.
And
he's
so
on
you know
AARP
he's
magazine covers now instead of Rolling Stone.
But I did hear from a very trusted source that Billy Idol, in the middle of his show, got done with his third song, and then he takes off his shirt to put on... It's an old rock star trick where you want to show off your bod.
Right.
But you don't want to be too over the top about it. So you take off your shirt in between songs, and then somebody like your intern or somebody runs over and puts on another shirt for you.
Oh, okay. It's like a sneak peek.
Right. So he did that a few times, and rumor has it he has very nice abs still.
Is that right?
Ooh.
Wow. I wish he's like 69 years old, isn't he?
69 years young.
I wish I had that intern in life so I could just whip off my shirt and have Johnny Moe or somebody just put another shirt back on me.
I'm not taking that job.
Nobody wants that job, Wes.
You don't know?
I know.
Boo
Wes!
That's right, my
man. That guy's waving his paddle back there. Boo Wes. Well, it's so nice being out here at Buckingham Fountain.
Yes, sir.
The fountain from the TV show. The TV show. What's the one?
It was Married with Children.
Married with Children, right. Married with Children.
You
know, that's the only thing it's famous for.
That's right, just about. That's about it. Actually, you know, an interesting tidbit of trivia. I used to give Segway tours out here years ago, so I know a lot of Chicago trivia, besides all the stuff that I know just from being a Chicagoan. But, you know, historic Route 66 used to begin right here, and there was actually...
You need a paddle.
It went right around. Like literally, you would drive your car right where that little wire fence is right there, or your horse and buggy, or however long ago it was. But yeah, I mean the road was right here, and then they turned it into part of the park, which is still a lovely feature. You gotta love it. I was walking by here the other day, and I was like, we take it for granted, but that thing is amazing. I was staring at it for like 3 minutes. Like what? Who
how. There's like 17 million gallons of water pumped through that thing every year. I mean, it's just crazy.
You know, back when they decided to change this into a walking area, mm-hmm. you know, people were just like now, like, this is BS.
That's right.
Now they're trying to take away places for me to drive my car.
That's right. Where am I going to ride my buggy on the weekend to go look at the lakefront if I can't go right in front of Buckingham Fountain?
So we're still the same, you guys.
That's right.
Still the same.
People have always just been complainers. It's just now you have to listen to everybody complain because everybody's got a Twitter and a Facebook. Oh, my God. I'm tired of it. Yeah, a podcast like us. Listen to us complaining about complainers.
I'm not complaining. I'm happy to be here.
I am happy to be here.
But I'm tired of all that social media stuff.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Except for when it causes action.
True.
For example, the Black Lives Matter movement and the Arab Spring were all started on social media.
That's
Those
true.
Are very important
that's
things
true.
That
that's
are
true.
Happening
good
right
point,
now.
Good point, good point. I'm with that.
So, gang, throughout the course of the next hour and a half, we're going to be playing some games,
That's
giving
right.
away some prizes,
yeah,
and acting like some real goofballs.
That's right. That's what we do best.
But first, Jazz.
Yes, Anderson.
Let's do the news.
All right.
Time now for Anderson Lawfer Presents... Something about things in the news and stuff.
Everybody's favorite part of the show, ladies and gentlemen. Rest assured, we get sacks of emails about this portion of the show.
If you'd like to have some news read aloud
That's
on
right.
the show, feel free to send a strongly worded email to And stuff
uh-huh.
at radiomisfits.com.
That's right. That's it.
That's where we'll almost always check our email
That's right. We're
once
constantly
a month.
Checking our email there, you guys. Make no great. Mistake. We are vigilant.
Well, Jazz, I'd like to start off with a story out of England. Today.
Oh, really?
A British woman who suffered unexplained abdominal pain. Abdominal.
Say that twice and mean it.
Oh, boy.
Rough start.
A British woman who suffered unexplained abdominal pain for months cried with relief after doctors removed a 14-pound hairball from her baby. Stomach.
Wow.
Yikes.
Some lady screamed baby. I was like, I almost don't want to ruin this for you. And I think a baby was in her stomach.
That was a hairy baby.
What the news story doesn't say is that woman, part cat.
That's right. Sophie Cox, 23.
Don't talk anymore, Wes.
Yeah,
all right.
Enough, please. Thank you. Sophie Cox, 23, of Cheltenham, Gloucestershire, said that the giant ball of human hair was built up over 7 years of eating her tresses.
Man, you did so good with Gloucestershire, but you couldn't say abdominal.
Yeah.
That's...
Six years ago.
One of his foibles, y'all.
That's right.
That's why we love
him. I'm so drunk. 6 years ago, Cox was diagnosed with both trichotillomania.
Wow.
A condition,
good job.
Thank you. A condition where sufferers have a compulsive urge to pull out their hair and eat it.
Oh.
It's a real thing.
Ew.
Not this lady. She's not doing any of that.
Because your hair is too lovely to waste
true.
In that way.
Look at that hair.
Cox said when she was stressed, she found comfort from plucking strands of her hair and eating it during the day. She thought it was harmless until she became pregnant in 2014. And during her pregnancy, Cox suffered serious stomach pains and kept losing weight at the time.
Oh, my gosh.
When she should have been gaining it.
Ooh.
2 months after her daughter was born, the pains became excruciating and left her doubled over in agony.
Oh, no.
And the operation to remove the hairball, the 14-pound hairball, from her stomach took 6 hours.
Oh, my God.
Oh, boy. So that's gross.
Yeah, that's about as gross as it gets, dude.
6 hours?
Of all things to obsessively eat,
hair
is the... got to be near the top of the list of, grossest things.
It's pretty gross.
I obsessively eat chicken wings and pasta.
That's right,
it's
below
funny
hair.
It's true.
Yeah.
Well, you got to figure that's a whole lot of hair to make 14 pounds of hair.
Yeah.
You
know? 7 years.
Yeah.
So
seven
that's
years.
Two pounds a year.
2 pounds a year. Ugh. But if you're doing just a little bit every day, like this guy in the Mets shirt, just shaking his hand, no. But if you ate, just imagine you grew out that beard, that big beard you got. We're talking to a guy with a big burly beard.
Yeah, you ate some hair today, dude.
Yeah. Now if.
No, but you're on your way. It's not 14 pounds in one day.
This is 14 pounds over. All right, a little bit every day.
That's right.
It's like a savings account. If you just eat a nickel a day, in 40 years, you can retire.
That's right. What we're trying to say is when you put your mind to something, you can achieve something great.
That's mm-hmm. right.
Or terrible like this That's story.
Right. Jail room sex.
Hush my mouth!
What?
A Pennsylvania woman pleaded guilty to disorderly conduct for having such loud sex
that it shook the furniture
in a neighbor's home and then threatened her neighbors for complaining about it.
What?
Be cool.
Yeah, just be cool, guys. Just trying to get it on over here. You just got to turn the music up more, that's all.
Residents who shared a row house wall with Amanda Marie Warfel had complained of sexual noises, loud music, and threats coming from her home.
Oh my
In
God.
March, the sounds and bangs coming from Warfel's apartment became so loud that her neighbor's own bed and dresser shook, according to an arrest affidavit. When the neighbors knocked on the common wall and asked for quiet, Warfel yelled back racist slurs at them.
No.
And became louder.
And just got louder.
What kind of... I'm not sure I want to be with a woman who's screaming racist slurs.
Who's the guy that's doing that?
Yeah.
How could you continue? Oh, my gosh. That's the mysteries of life.
Maybe at first it would be like, oh, this is cool.
Right.
This lady's out of her mind. But then after the second time, and you're like, the police are going to get involved here, and she's going to keep yelling racist things.
Yeah, that's not cool. These are bad people. Who were having good sex, apparently.
Plus, he was done anyway, so he was like,
That guy must be awesome. He's like, listen, lady. He goes to a bar. He's like, listen. I'm going to treat you so well.
Ooh.
You're going to scream racist slurs.
And destroy other people's property.
Yeah. That's how good I am at this.
You're going to disturb your neighbors.
So.
Wow.
Well, now she is... She has served 45 of her 90-day sentence. So.
She got 90 days for this?
Oh, yeah.
It sounds like she deserves more.
Wow.
Yeah. She deserves a long time in jail for that.
She should be locked up.
What was she charged with? Disturbing the peace?
Yeah.
I think
disorderly
that's right.
conduct.
That's
Dang.
Right.
Isn't that the same sentence they gave the Stanford rapist?
Oh, my gosh.
Let's get into it.
Come
let's
on.
Not, let's not
You just ruined it. Why you got to get serious? I was about to make a joke and say that homeboy was disturbing her peace.
Oh! Oh!
Ayo!
Brought it back.
I forgot what show I was on. I'm sorry.
We're getting some disapproving head shakes and some approving nods as well.
Yeah, all right.
Because par for the course.
That's good. You know, you don't want to please everybody. You want a little bit of you want a little bit of hot and a little bit of cold.
That's
you can't
right.
please everyone all the time anyway. What's next, Anderson?
Sex with a model?
Sounds good to me.
Police in Nashville arrested a man Monday night after they caught him in bed with a stolen lingerie store mannequin. An assistant manager at the Hustler Hollywood store said that she saw the suspect, Christopher Wade, 55, flee with the mannequin just after midnight.
That's too old. That's old enough to know better.
Yeah. Don't be stealing mannequins.
Yeah. Come on, dude.
He's like, I'm out of here.
And you're in Vegas?
And then he was like, well, he stole it because he was in love with it. No, he's in Nashville.
Oh, okay. I thought you said it was a Vegas place.
Nashville
Sorry.
Is the Vegas of Tennessee.
People That's will true. Say that. Yeah. Yeah. People say that a lot.
I've heard tell.
The employee said that she argued with the suspect, who police say was intoxicated. Big surprise.
Yeah, exactly. No, duh.
But she could not dissuade him from tossing the skimpy model mannequin, right?
Yeah.
Into his truck.
Oh, my God.
Wait. Now, this guy was intoxicated, Jazz. Keep that in mind.
I'm trying to remember that.
This wasn't a middle-of-the-night cat burglar situation. This was a middle-of-the-day drunken buffoon.
No, this is a midnight at Hustler Hollywood store.
Got it. Got it.
Okay.
Thank you.
Wow.
Now we're all on the same page.
It still doesn't make any sense. Yeah. You could repeat those facts to me over and over again. It still will not compute.
He's like, I'm a white lady. I got me a hot day tonight.
Well, I wanted to also tell you, police said that the mannequin lost her left arm as Wade fled the scene. And the suspect did not retrieve the arm.
It's because, like he said,
he said, I don't need both arms.
Yeah, he loved it. And he'll take her faults and all.
One arm is good.
That's right. As long as she loves me back.
Yeah, I can't have her trying to escape.
That's right.
I don't think it's the arms that he was concerned about.
Yeah.
Well, I heard his neighbors complained of loud bumping and the furniture shaking.
Right. And then this mannequin started yelling out racist slurs. Yeah.
I think this is a match made in heaven, guys.
Yeah, those two need to get together.
Oh, my gosh.
The employee told police that the mannequin is worth $5,000.
What?
Alone, without an outfit on it.
Wow.
Just the mannequin.
Man, that's
what
a
is it made
mannequin.
Out of?
Solid gold.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently.
I don't know why mannequins are so expensive. You'd think if you were a cheap mannequin manufacturer, there'd be a lot of room for growth in America.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So if you guys happen to be looking for work,
that's right.
Maybe mannequin
making
is the thing you should look into. That guy back there, he's not looking into that. That's some shady witches.
What you talking about, Andy?
This is more of a tragedy, Jazz.
Oh, no. I don't want to hear about tragedies, man.
Nicola Nuttall of Lancashire, England,
okay,
decided to run the London Marathon in April in hopes of breaking the Guinness World Record for fastest marathon dressed as a witch.
Oh, what? There's a category for that?
Why not?
Is that in the Olympics, too?
Yeah, that's what is the Olympic category.
It's like men's, women's, seniors, and witches.
Witches.
And goblins.
That's right.
Before the race, she sent Guinness official photos of her costume, a black floor-length dress purchased off eBay.
Okay.
And the organization approved.
All right.
All she had to do was finish the race in less than 4 hours while wearing full witch attire, including a witch's hat and broom.
Okay. What kind of footwear is a witch supposed to wear?
It's up to her.
Okay.
Witches come in all shapes and sizes.
They do.
When game day came, Nuttall finished the 26.2-mile marathon in just under 3 hours and 31 minutes.
Wow. Nice.
Pretty good.
That's impressive.
She seemed to clinch the world record. But then Guinness officials reviewed photos of Nuttall during the marathon, and they deemed her dress as substantially shorter than the one that she was wearing pre-race.
No.
What?
No.
Scandal.
That is a scandal.
For months, Nuttall argued the Guinness judges that they had failed to see the high slits that ran up the sides of her dress in her costume submission. And she said she altered the dress so that it would be harder to run in.
Oh, sure.
You guys always miss the slits.
Ayo! Oh, leave it to Nikki.
I feel like I've let everyone down, the witch said. I feel like a failure.
She let down all of her witchy sisters.
I imagine her saying that with a fake crooked nose.
Yeah.
Right. Know,
like Broomhilda with a big
painted
board on
green?
It.
I don't know why people don't take me seriously.
She's like stirring her cauldron. She's like, I'm such a failure.
Oh my gosh. And they detected Eye of Newt in her system after the race.
Doping scandal.
Right.
Frog
like,
eyes.
Wait a minute. There's too much wolfsbane in your blood, lady. You're disqualified.
Well, like I said earlier, when you set your mind to something, you can achieve mediocre things.
That's right.
So. Absolutely.
And you're an expert on that one.
That's right. Mr. Mediocrity is what they tell me.
That's right.
Don't punch elderly people.
Now you tell
me. Yeah, see that guy? He had his whole evening planned. And now, an elderly woman from Harbin, China, has almost gone blind after enduring numerous beatings from a form of therapy called punching therapy.
Oh, no way.
Catchy title.
Yeah.
The lady believes that by getting hit in the head and other parts of her body, it would actually improve her health.
Wow.
What?
The woman, known only by her surname Bao, started attending punching therapy sessions in 2011.
I want to be a punching therapist,
too.
Yeah.
We're just
That's more therapy for the therapist. Yeah.
We're discovering all kinds of new markets here. Mannequin making, punching therapists. All of us will have new jobs by the end of the day.
Now listen, lady. As your doctor, I want to recommend you to someone. It's a guy I know.
Okay.
John. Uh-huh. He works in the back of an alley. You're going to go back there, and he's just going to punch the living daylights out of you for an hour.
That'll fix me?
3 times a week.
Okay. And then charge you $400 an hour.
Right.
Is that covered in my insurance?
Exactly.
She attended the painful one-hour sessions twice or 3 times a week.
Oh, my God.
She was apparently convinced that getting hit repeatedly could cure all illnesses.
That is ridiculous. Who convinced her of this?
After enduring punching therapy about 160 times in 18 months, she started noticing that it was not curing her health problems.
No.
But it was also affecting her vision.
Yes.
Why
is it so?
After receiving hard blows to the head and eyes, the woman found that she couldn't see clearly.
Oh, my gosh. You know what, this is, I can't believe that this stuff is true half the time, Anderson.
She informed her natural shock health club therapist, who reassured her that it was a normal reaction of her body.
An understatement.
Oh my gosh.
The other thing about all these stories you bring in is I can't believe that all of them aren't happening in Florida.
Yeah. It seems like a really Florida-y
kind of thing. This is a real Florida type story.
Yeah. This is the 40th story we've told in a while.
Well, I was having these headaches and stuff, and then my doctor told me to go get this punching therapy, and then I got punched a bunch, and now my headaches is worse.
I can't believe it.
How'd that done happen?
And then I ate somebody's face off after I had some of them bath salts.
Ooh, topical.
I don't know much about Eastern medicine.
True.
Maybe punching is a big part of that.
Well, you know, acupuncture, I've done that before, and that stuff works.
Yeah, that's where they poke you with stuff.
Yeah.
It's like punching with needles.
Yeah, a little bit.
Needle punching.
Maybe the punching is supposed to make you forget whatever pain, like...
Hey!
My hand hurts, and then he punches you in the face, and you're like... Oh, my face hurts.
That's
now.
Right.
Yeah.
That was my grandpa's joke all the time.
Pain
displacement. That was a dad
joke. I got a toothache. And he'd be like, well, come here and I'll kick you in the shin and you'll forget all about your toothache.
I would say that.
Get away from me, old man.
God, you're such a jerk.
Yeah. Well, it's funny because it's
true. This next story is the floridiest story that has ever been.
Awesome.
But it didn't happen in Florida.
Oh, no.
Get that out of your butt!
I don't even have a snappy remark for that one, Andy. That just caught me off guard.
All right, get ready for this story.
I'm ready now.
Settle in.
Woo! You dazed me.
This happened this past week, and it's going to blow your mind.
Okay.
Martin Klein, 41, of Las Vegas. Martin Klein, you heard of this guy? That's my Jay Leno.
Hey, have you heard this story?
Yeah, my Jay Leno impression. Hey, you heard of him? Las Vegas. You ever been there? Was arrested after a shoplifting incident turned horribly wrong.
Oh, no.
Mr. Klein and his partner stole several grocery items from the Las Vegas Walmart.
Okay.
Klein and Weiss, his partner, entered the Las Vegas Walmart at approximately 11 a.m., headed towards the breakfast food aisle.
Okay, broad daylight.
Okay, here we are, 11 a.m.
Getting their brunch fixings or whatever.
Both the men had taken several cans of Pillsbury cinnamon rolls from the aisle.
Oh, no.
Headed towards the bathroom.
No.
According to the footage, Klein and his partner entered the restroom and stayed inside for 20 minutes before exiting.
No.
Okay? Gross. Oh, with me so far, everybody. With me. Okay.
Oh, boy. Yeah, I can see where this is going, dude.
Klein was approached by Walmart security after they had witnessed the two men enter the restroom. Klein told his partner to find his mother in the front of the store. He said, go look for your mother.
He was there with his mom?
Right.
Andy's there with his mom? What? Come on.
Michael Jones, a security guard, said, I asked Mr. Klein to show me the items he had taken into the restroom. Mr. Klein denied taking any items to the restroom, and then he walked away towards the front of the store. I followed him as he met up with the other person he was in the restroom with. I grabbed Mr. Klein, and that's when his friend, Mr. Weiss, squeezed KY jelly in my face.
Oh, God.
KY jelly.
Uh-huh. We heard you the first
got
time.
Got in my eyes and on the floor. Mm-hmm. I attempted to grab Mr. Klein, and both of us fell.
Uh-huh.
Oh, no. Oh.
I fell on top of him.
Uh-huh.
And that's when I heard a loud popping noise.
Oh, God, oh. No. All right, I think you can stop.
Klein screamed loudly, and then fluid and all kinds of other stuff.
Oh, God, yeah, but, stop it.
So this guy put a Pillsbury can.
Yeah, we get the picture.
And then fell down, and it exploded.
Uh-huh. That seems like a real risky proposition.
Yeah.
And
that's
all,
a terrible idea.
Of all the things so that, to go to those lengths to steal, why the Pillsbury?
You didn't have $1.62.
You're right, exactly.
The KY jelly cost more than the,
Cinnabuns. He brought that to the store with him.
That's the alternative title to this story, Cinnabuns.
Oh,
nailed it.
Oh, nicely done, Johnny Moe. Score one for the Irish guy.
Well, the can and its contents were removed from Mr. Klein, and he was treated for his injuries and placed into the custody of Los Angeles police.
Wow.
So another criminal off the street, Jess.
That's right.
Where's his mom in all of this?
Yeah,
she's hit the front of the store waiting for him. She's like, where's Mr. Klein? Is he coming back? That's what she calls her son.
She calls her son Mr. Klein, too. Hey, Mr. Weiss, where's Mr. Klein?
She gets an employee. Mr. Klein, can you please come to the front of the store, please? Your mother's looking for you.
Good God.
Good one, Wes. Good one.
Just a disaster.
Thanks. I got one in 45 minutes.
Yeah, good.
Yeah.
Nice.
Oh, hell no! Well, Jazz.
Yes, Anderson.
That is the news.
This has been Anderson Lawfer Presents Something About Things in the News and Stuff.
Wow, America's favorite segment.
Oh, I'm so glad these kids came later than earlier.
Yeah, right.
Welcome.
Hi, guys.
Welcome,
Hi.
Children. Hello. You look beautiful in your hat.
Yeah, those are some sweet hats.
Yeah, it looks great. Do you have a fan? Do you want a fan? Oh, you do?
Cool? Okay, good. Okay. Good, good. We want to make sure everybody stays cool out here.
Yeah, everybody needs a fan, but don't take too many fans.
Oh, here we go.
This guy wants one.
Yeah! What's up, dude? What's your name? Jonathan. What's your last name?
Jonathan.
What is it? Brown? Okay, Mr. Brown.
Thank you, Mr. Brown.
We
Hello,
got another.
Take a fan there. There you go.
Give it up.
Of course.
Go ahead.
Take as many as you like. You know, build a kite out of them. Whatever you
Champions.
Want to do.
They're state of the art.
That's right.
All right, Jazz.
Yes, Anderson. What
Let's
would you like
do
to do?
Let's do some... Well, this is a very exciting part of the show.
That's right. Okay. So, guys,
this is where you can all yell your birthdays out when I say it's time for birthday shout-outs, and you can all yell your birthdays, okay?
Because we start birthday shout-outs with... It's like a joke, you guys. You get it? Like, we just yell out our birthdays, like birthday shout-outs.
Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. It's time for...
Birthday shout-outs!
And today is July 10th, 2016, which means it's a great day to be...
A civil rights heroine.
An African-American tennis legend.
A Serbian-American innovator.
Or D, all of the above.
What's up, Mary McLeod Bethune?
Activist, educator, humanitarian, educator, stateswoman, and the first lady of the struggle.
FDR named you his black cabinet and took your advice on the concerns of black folks.
Right on! You said the true worth of a race must be measured by the character of its woman. Yes, sister.
Happy birthday, Arthur Ashe.
Yes, the first African-American to win 3 Grand Slams. You're one of the best of the U.S. Maybe the best ever.
You once said to achieve greatness, start where you are, use what you have, do what you can. Then you became a Sports Illustrated Sportsperson of the Year and Presidential Medal of Freedom honoree. Bling, bling.
You started the Arthur Ashe Foundation for the Defeat of AIDS and the Arthur Ashe Institute for Urban Health to improve living conditions that disproportionately affect minorities.
Thank you forever, Arthur Ashe.
What's up to my brother, Nikola Tesla?
Yeah, futurist, physicist, inventor, electrical and mechanical engineer. You even designed a space age car, apparently.
You said, I don't think you can name many great inventions that have been made by married men.
Too true, Nico, too true. Well, thankfully, you stayed single, dropped out of college, and gave the world the modern alternating current electricity supply system.
Woo!
Viva Bachelorhood!
Also born today,
John Calvin, founder of Calvinism.
Adolphus Busch, co-founder of Anheuser-Busch Brewery.
Joe Shuster, co-creator of Superman.
Harvey Ball, inventor of the smiley face icon.
Boxer Jake LaMotta and wrestler Bobo Brazil.
1977 Rookie of the Year, 1987 MVP, and 8-time All-Star, and 8-time Golden Globe winner, Andre the Hawk Dawson.
Also born today,
Fred Gwynn, a.k.a. Herman Munster.
Former New York Mayor David Dinkins.
Fancy Pants French author Marcel Proust.
That's right, and today's birthday shout-out band is...
On guitar, Blind Boy Fuller.
On keys, Neil Tennant of the Pet Shop Boys.
On piano, Brian Priestley.
On trumpet, Lee Morgan.
With vocals by Arlo Guthrie and Ronnie James Dio.
Dio! Playing contribution... Playing compositions by Jimmy McHugh, Jerry Herman, and Carl Orff.
And it's produced by John Whitehead of McFadden and Whitehead.
Ain't no stopping us now.
If you've got a birthday shout-out, drop us a line at andstuff@radiomisfits.com.
Birthday shout-outs are made possible by Today in History, an application developed by Downshift Interactive and available online for free.
Visit the App Store and Google Play for information.
That's right. You know, Anderson. There are roughly 7 billion people in the world, right? And with exactly 365 days in the year, that means that there are approximately 19,178,000 birthdays being celebrated every day, and we just celebrated a few of them right here, right now. And that, ladies and gentlemen, was Birthday Shoutout! Yeah! More air horn!
Hey, what's your name?
Hey, what's up? What's up, Jonathan Brown?
Are you from Chicago?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, cool.
Are you having fun down here today?
Yes.
Nice.
Where's your mom and dad? Oh, there they are out there.
Hey. Hi, mom and dad.
Hi, Mr. and Mrs. Brown.
The Brown family.
That's right. All the Browns.
Terry Jonathan.
Okay. Cool. I see you have a dinosaur on your t-shirt. Do you like dinosaurs? You ever seen one?
No.
Oh, good.
Yeah, keep them away.
We're going to have some bigger questions for you if you have. I see you have some dog tags.
What does this do?
This is a computer, right? And then there's this little program, and it has all these things. And when I push a button, watch what happens. You hear that? Or you push this button.
Oh, he's going to break it.
Yeah, you're going to break it.
Here. Take a bite of the computer.
That's right. This is a recipe for disaster.
Hey, Jonathan, what do you think of this one?
Mario.
Hey, Mario.
You like Mario?
Mario.
Well, we are in luck because we have Nicole Bloom-Smith here with us today.
That's right.
And Nicole has gone out, and she has made a new game show theme song.
That's right. It's like an origin song of the game show, because we started out as a late-night variety game show, and then we metamorphosized into all these different other things, and now we're doing radio and stuff.
That's true.
Yeah.
So it's very exciting to have a new song. And Nicole, do you need Wes's help to hold a microphone for you to sing while you play?
It depends on if it's picking up the uke or not.
Oh, I can hear you. Yeah.
Is that picking it up enough for you guys? Do you need another mic?
Or just push the... What? Johnny, just push your mic. Yeah,
if I can do one thing, I can hold a mic.
That's right.
Yeah, that's all you can do.
That's right. All I can do.
And you need to stop doing anything else.
Okay, great.
You just leave it alone.
All right, so maybe you want to hold a mic. There we go. Okay.
Perfect.
So here we go, ladies and gentlemen. Here's the new game show theme song from Nicole Bloom-Smith.
Young roommates at the time, they thought there must be a way,
yes,
to put on a show, to make people laugh, to serve up some cold ones and give prizes out at that. See, Andy would host and jazz would be the voice, and the show girls would sing and dance and rejoice. Woo! A party and games and stuff in tow, and pretty soon they came up with the game show
And stop!
The live show was uproarious, a late night hit the city deemed, and historical Huguenot was soon busting at the seams. Jazz and Andy took it to the road to get out and spread some joy from the game show
Can't stop!
Let's hear it, Johnny Moe.
Kazoo solo!
Woo! Break it down now! Oh yeah! Woo!
The years went by, more game show they cried.
More!
Andy said to Jazz, hey, there's something we could try. The stage is full of life, but what do you know? I think it's time we take it to the radio. We're the game show and stuff on the radio. It's new and improved and also the same.
The same.
With guests and news and Wes and Johnny
Moe.
The game show and stuff. Trust me, it'll do the game show and stuff.
And stuff.
And to this day, you'll hear Jazz and Andy say, see you next Tuesday. This game show and stuff.
And stuff.
The game show and stuff.
And stuff.
The game show and stuff.
And stuff.
The game show and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. Beautiful.
That's Nicole Bloomsmith, everybody.
Yeah.
Nicole Bloomsmith.
Give it up for Nikki. So talented and creative.
Now here we're getting to the parts of the show where there is games and prizes to give away.
That's
so
right.
To play this game, Johnny Moe is going to teach us a new game called Fill Up My Blank.
That's right.
And we need to have two contestants from the audience. Do we have anybody who would like to be a contestant? I think you guys might be too young, but that guy back
Daddy
there
Daddy Brown!
Sure. And red hair, the lady with the red hair would
yeah.
be great.
Yeah. Come on up here. Should give I get it up for our first contestant.
You can just hang out down here. Wes is going to come around.
He's going to give you a microphone right there.
Just come on down here. Wes has his thing right here. Okay. Now, Jazz, it's time to play. Fill Up My Blank.
Yes, Fill Up My Blanks, the trivia game where you show what you know or learn some stuff from Johnny Moe.
All right.
That sounds great. Now, Jazz, to play this game, we need two contestants.
That's
and
right.
luckily, we have two. Let's start with the lady here, this
Ladies
beautiful
first,
woman.
Please.
What's your name, ma'am?
Tamara.
Tamara.
Hey, Tamara. Welcome to the show.
And where are you from, Tamara?
I'm from Chicago.
Oh, yeah, the north side or the, like, what,
no,
what
like
neighborhood?
South side.
Oh, okay. Yeah. South side Chicago. Tamara.
Yeah.
And then we have this gentleman right here.
John DeBrown.
John Brown. Excellent. And where are you from, John?
Miami, Florida.
Oh, Miami, wow. Florida. Like Pitbull. Mr. Worldwide's over here.
Yeah, he is.
I'm pretty sorry, sure. little man. It's my job to hold the mic.
I'm pretty sure when
Someday,
I was on
the only thing they let me do is hold the mic.
That's right.
I'm pretty sure when I was in the south side of Miami, I never had one of these.
Ooh, where are our prizes? And where did my thing go? There they are!
Oh, yes. Okay, well, I'm pretty sure when I was in the south side of Miami, Jazz,
yes, Anderson.
I never had one of these.
Super silly neon crazy string. It's neon, it's crazy, it's stringy, it's made in China.
That sounds great. So that's what you get to go home with if you win the game.
Caution, content's under pressure.
Excellent. Everybody's doing their job around here. Okay. Jazz, tell us how we play Fill Up My Blank with Johnny Moe.
All right. Well, Johnny Moe did some research and came ready to do his usual segment, Johnny Moe Teaches Us About Stuff. But to make things interesting, we took a few key words out of his informational blurbs. And now, if you can guess correctly how to fill in those blanks, you get a point. Get enough points and win the game. It's fun and it's simple. And that's how you play. Everyone say it with me. Fill up my blanks.
Woo! Sounds great. Okay, Johnny, I'm going to turn my mic down quieter and you take it away.
Before we do that, should we move? Are we okay directly in front of you guys?
Yeah,
absolutely.
Fine.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
You guys are so pretty. I just wanted to make sure.
Yeah, that's fine.
You know what? Just stop thinking so much, Wes.
Okay, I'll just hold the mic.
Yeah.
Nobody pays you to think. In fact, nobody pays you at all.
That's right.
All right, y'all. So in honor of the Taste of Chicago, the questions are on the theme of food that was invented in Chicago.
Oh.
So we're all going to learn a little bit about some of the foods that were invented here in Chicago. First question, or the first statement. The blank was created by Italian immigrants in the 20s and 30s. And now, almost all 50 states has one of these shops, and Chicago has over 300 of them.
Wow.
So what is that item?
Think about that for a second. And Wes, give our contestants the rubber chickens. And whoever has the idea, if you think you know the answer, squeak in.
What?
He's got it.
What? Giordano's pizza?
Giordano's pizza. That's a good answer.
Yeah, that is a good answer. Yeah.
That's a good guess.
Good guess.
I'm afraid this predates Giordano's pizza.
What do you think, Tamara?
Chicken?
Chicken. Chicken was created.
Chickens were invented.
I'm afraid not.
All right. Well, the correct answer is Italian beef sandwiches.
Ooh. Oh. There you go. No,
Italian beef.
Yeah.
They're in every state now.
Them Italians with the beefs and the jardineras. Yeah, that's good stuff.
They are good. Do you guys like Italian beefs?
Yeah. Everybody.
Yep, yep, yep.
Well,
everybody
unless you're vegetarian,
likes.
So. Yeah.
Even vegetarians wish they could eat
them. They like the smell.
Yeah. See, that girl knows. Okay.
All right, y'all.
All right,
second
Johnny.
Second statement. One of the foods introduced during the 1893 Chicago World's Fair, blank, is featured in the anthem, Take Me Out to the Ball Game.
Ooh.
What food?
What food is featured in the anthem?
Hey, get him to, let's hear him sing, Wes.
Squeeze in. Squeeze. There you go.
Take me out to the ball game.
He's going to do the whole song.
Take me out to the crowd.
Oh, this guy's great.
Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jack.
It's Cracker Jack!
Woo!
Yeah!
All right.
He did it.
All right, Jazz, let's do a quick score recap.
Okay, hold on. Math is not my strong suit, so give me a moment here. I need to multiply by the integer and carry the one. It's 1-0!
1-0. John is in the lead. Excellent. All right. All right, Johnny.
This next question, or the next statement. This dessert treat, blank, was invented by Bertha Palmer, who was the wife of Potter Palmer, the owner of the now Palmer House Hilton.
Ooh.
She made that specifically for the World's Fair because she wanted a treat that could fit in a lunchbox.
And they made candy, right? Yeah.
This lady knows.
I think it's
back
a candy. Somebody knows.
Okay, you can scream stuff out if you want to.
Again, this dessert treat.
Dessert.
Blank was.
Okay.
Oh. Cheesecake.
Cheesecake.
Is it cheesecake?
Ah.
No.
Yeah. Good guess.
Good
man.
Guess. It is a very good guess.
Come on, Tamara.
Tamara, you got a guess?
Tamara?
It's a sweet treat that fits in a lunchbox.
Anything can fit in a lunchbox. So that doesn't make it.
Cookies?
Is it?
A kind of cookie?
Is it?
No.
Does anybody in the audience
somebody
know?
Shouted one out, didn't they?
What was it?
Wes, that's
let's
not
see if this
go far.
Goes that far. Yeah.
It's a brownie.
Brownie is correct.
Woo! Hey!
The chocolate guy who's not playing has 1 point.
Yeah, the chocolate brownie.
Nice.
Great job, dude.
All right.
So it's 1 point more. For John, 0 points for Tamara, and 1 point for some guy in the crowd.
He's got a very nice teal
Excellent.
Shirt
That's
going
great.
On.
All right.
All right, the
okay.
next statement. The blank uses plantains as bread and pork or steak, garlic mayo, cheese, lettuce, and tomato. Humboldt Park's Boriquen restaurant was the first to serve it in Chicago.
Oh, I know this one.
Ooh.
These are delicious.
Yeah. The blank uses plantains as bread and pork or steak, garlic mayo, cheese, lettuce, and tomato.
Am I hearing it back there?
And it's a Spanish word because it's from Puerto Rico.
These are the most delicious thing. If you do nothing else, if you learn nothing else from this show, you need to learn. This guy knows. Computer science knows.
What is it, dude?
Jibarito.
Jibarito's correct.
Jibarito! Yeah! Oh, nice.
Since you're on Tamara's side, your point goes to Tamara. Yeah.
That's right. Now we're tied. And we got one more.
Three-way tie.
Yeah. A three-way tie.
Wes, give that man a fan.
Yeah, that guy gets a fan for sure.
Great job,
okay.
Buddy.
State of the art.
This is the last question.
Last question,
this is the tiebreaker.
It's a tiebreaker. So.
So this side answers for John, and this side answers for Tamara.
All right,
so
I like it.
Let's see how we do.
Here we go.
Here we go.
This dish called blank and perfected at the Parthenon in Greektown, in the west side, in the west town of Chicago, is named after the special pan it is fried in.
Ooh.
Anybody?
We got any Greeks in the house?
Ed Silla's a Greek. He doesn't count, though. What do we think? Anybody know what kind of Greek food is fried in a pan?
Oh.
Anybody?
Anybody? Come on. I know you know this. That lady knows.
Oh. Yeah, give it a shot.
Shout it out loud. Ooh,
watch out for the core, little man.
Wes, if you break this microphone.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my God, Wes. Here we go.
What a nightmare.
Wes.
Yep. That's it. This is about as far as it goes.
Jenkins.
I'm sorry? Seared steak?
Seared steak?
Is that what you said?
I'll tell you what.
No.
I'm going to give you guys a hint, okay? I'm going to give you guys a hint. The main ingredient is cheese.
Huh? And you light it and you yell, opa?
You light it and you yell, opa.
It is not a Philly cheesesteak.
Somebody say... What? American cheese is not correct, I don't think. Anyone else?
What?
Saganaki!
Saganaki!
Said
you said
it.
Saganaki!
Saganaki is correct!
There you go!
And that's on John's side. That was John's wife, I believe, who said it.
Nice. Well done.
And that means John...
You're the winner! Fill up my blanks! Round one!
But I tell you what, since...
everybody's a winner at the game show and stuff, so Wes, just give them both the silly string.
They
That's
both
right.
get a silly string. There
it's
we go.
Super silly neon crazy string. It's neon, it's crazy, it's stringy, it's made in China.
That's Tamara and John, everybody. A round of applause for these guys.
Yeah!
And for Little John.
Little John! Give your daddy his sunglasses.
We're going to take a quick 2-minute break. We'll
That's
be back with a few more games right after this.
All right. This portion of the game show is brought to you by Your Ad Here. Promote your establishment, market your products, and advertise your services with Your Ad Here. Every week, thousands of listeners download podcasts from the Radio Misfits Podcast Network, and they could all be hearing important information about your business right now if only you had put... Your ad here. Contact us via email at andstuffproductions@radiomisfits.com for details on how to put your ad here. The Game Show and Stuff is brought to you by And Stuff Productions. And Stuff Productions, purveyors of fine comedy for over 5 years. Not quite 10 years. Maybe about 8.5 years.
From J&A Enterprises, the people who brought you the smash hit television show, You Been Ninja'd, comes an action thriller of biblical proportions. He was a sworn officer of the law.
Yeah, I serve and protect.
Who became a sworn officer of the Lord.
But yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil.
Now he's a priest and a cop and a whole lot more. Fighting crimes in Jesus' name. Amen. And the bad guys better say their prayers. He gets his marching orders from the chief of police. But he gets his holy orders from the King of Kings. Officer Father Jones.
Jones, you're the pride of your precinct and your parish, yar.
Next summer, witness the genesis of a police story that will be a revelation in American justice. Officer Father Jones. We'll be right back. This feature has not yet been rated.
And we're back, ladies and gentlemen. It's the Game Show Show and Stuff on the Radio Misfits Podcast Network. I'm Jazz. He's Andy.
Thank you so much, Jazz. We're having a fun time out here at the Taste of Chicago.
Boy, howdy.
We've got a great group of people here in our tent.
Yeah, we do. It's been awesome. Woo!
Everybody's screaming and having a great time.
Yeah.
And Jazz, let's get right to it. Let's play our next game.
Okay.
What do you know?
All right. Yes, what do you know? The guessing game where you're on the spot to see whether someone knows something or not.
Now, to play this game, we're going to need two audience members. We've got this lady right here.
Come on
here.
Up.
And come somebody on up. From this side. Anybody go. From this side? Mets?
Anyone?
Mets?
Anyone? All right. No, this lady wanted to play. Come on up. Oh, you're coming up? All right. Come on
this
up,
guy,
buddy.
This
Let's
guy.
Go.
Let's go.
We got more games, so we'll get everybody a turn.
Here we go. Okay. We've got Beardy and Lady. Miss, what's your name?
Linda.
What's that?
What's up, Linda?
How you doing?
Good.
Welcome to the show.
Linda, you from Chicago?
Yes, I'm
All right.
What do you do, Linda?
I work for Safe Passage.
Oh, hey. Wow, cool. Great nice. Job.
Thank you for your help.
Yeah, thank you. Linda from Safe Passage.
That's awesome.
And over here we have...
James.
From
Jersey. James.
Did you wear a Knicks hat in Chicago just to be a D today?
I did, as a matter of fact.
Thank you for Rose. Thank you for Noah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Oh, I'm so mad about the Bulls!
Jazz is going to go on a rant around
oh
it.
Oh, my God, am I mad about the
but let me tell
but
you
we're
something.
We're not going to talk about it today.
Let me tell you something about Joakim Noah. This guy might have been the spiritual leader of the team, but he was not the point leader of the team.
All right.
Or the walking down the court leader of the team.
Okay, you know what, Andy? Joakim Noah has done more for the city of Chicago than Rahm Emanuel, and I'm not too proud to say it.
Or
ashamed to
that,
say it or whatever. I'm so mad I don't even know my vocabulary
the
words
Noah
anymore.
Trade hurts. I'm,
yeah,
I'm
man,
miss
come
him.
On.
I will
sorry,
say
guys.
He has
I'm
done a lot
serious.
for the city. Oh. In terms of playing basketball, that is not one of the things he has done for the city. But everything else he has done for
Defensive
the city.
Player of the year. Yeah, he really blows yeah. in basketball.
Come on, man.
All right, Jazz, let's tell them how we play.
What do you know?
What do you know?
All right, listen up, contestants. You are about to hear a series of facts about America. You probably know some, but maybe you don't. Well, we asked an 11-year-old kid if he knew them, and his answers might surprise you. Either way, you'll look dumb for not knowing it, or you'll look mean for thinking the kid is dumb. And that's how you play. Everyone say it with me. What do you know? All right.
All right, so for the 11-year-old kid this week... We spoke to my nephew, Robbie.
Oh, God, Robbie. Don't get me started. Now, Robbie.
Now, Robbie is a smart little boy. I'm going to let you hear a little bit from Robbie so you can get an idea of what Robbie sounds like.
How about smart he is?
Hi, what's your name?
Robbie.
And what grade are you in?
I'm going into sixth grade.
And tell me, what do you enjoy doing? What are some of your interests?
Playing sports.
And any other interests?
Playing sports.
Okay, so that's nice. It. He loves sports, but nothing else.
No. And he hates me for some reason.
He hates Jazz.
I have no idea why. They always get into arguments.
Okay,
Every time I see that kid.
So that's our kid, Robbie. That's who we're going to be trying to guess if he knows the answers to things or not. Okay? You with me, Linda?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Now, you work with Safe Passage, so you probably know a lot of little 11-year-old kids, and you know how smart these dudes can be.
Right.
Okay, so here we go. Our first question.
Although, what are we playing for, Andy?
Oh, Jazz, I'm sorry. The last time I had a safe passage through the New York Knicks locker room, I never had one of these.
High-quality neon bubbles for outdoor use only. May stain some surfaces, wear play clothes. They're neon, they're bubbly, they're made in China.
Right. The Chinese are excellent at manufacturing.
Oh, man, they got us licked in that department.
All right, so let's start with our first question, and you both can say if you think he knows it or not, okay? So you don't even need those chickens, but they're fun
no,
to
no,
hold.
No, you squeak in if you know the answer.
Okay, here we go.
Who was the president of the United States during the Civil War?
Ooh, okay. That's a good one.
Who was the president of the United States during the Civil War? Of course it was
Abraham Lincoln.
Now, Do we think Robbie knows that it was Abraham Lincoln?
Sixth grader? Maybe. Might be studying that kind of stuff by now.
Right. What do you think, Linda?
Yes.
Linda thinks
he knows.
Yeah, I think he'll know that one. Okay.
You do, okay.
We got two yeses.
All right, let's see if Robbie knows. So let's lock them in both as a yes, Jess.
Yes, sir, they're locked
okay,
in.
Okay, now here we go. There's a helicopter overhead. I feel like Scarface.
In.
Yeah, there we go.
With my pencil.
Locked in. Here we go.
Who was the president of the United States during the Civil War?
Abraham Lincoln.
All right.
All right.
Okay. So everybody's on the board with 1 point each, okay?
Yeah.
Can get a lot worse from here, but you both started off on a good foot. All right, here we go with our second question for young Robbie.
Who was the first vice president of the United States?
Ooh, that's tough.
Who was the first vice president?
I think it was John Adams.
I believe that's right.
Is that
I believe
right?
It was
Ooh,
John
boy,
Adams.
I'm,
okay,
I'm
so
a smarty.
The first vice president was John Adams. Now, do you guys think Robbie will know it was John Adams?
Yes.
Okay. Ooh.
Linda's sticking with yes.
I don't know. I don't think he's going to know that one.
All right. Calling the kid dumb. People don't like that.
The guy
That's some nerve.
Yeah. The guy from Jersey hates kids.
That's right.
Some nerve, Nick fan.
Oh, we're going to get into it.
We later. Should also let the audience know, and the podcast audience know, that he's wearing a Blackhawks shirt.
That's
as
true.
Well.
He's got mixed messages. You're sending a lot of mixed messages,
Plus
bro.
A beard in the summer.
And his friend has a Mets shirt on.
That's right.
Yeah, his friend has a Mets shirt on. This whole thing is pacacta.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. To borrow a phrase from the Yiddish.
What do you think, audience? Do you think Robbie knows this or doesn't know it?
No.
That lady is a strong no back there.
Right. She's like, that boy is dumb. That's what I always say, too. I don't like Robbie, man.
What?
Kid thinks he's so smart, man. I didn't talk to people like that when I was in sixth grade. I want to kick that boy.
Here we go. All right, ready?
Yeah, go ahead.
Who was the first vice president of the United States?
George Washington's good friend.
He got it right. They were really good friends.
That might have been technically correct, but it is incorrect for the game.
That's right.
And that means a point for Beardo.
That's right. Way
that
to go there, Beardo.
All right, so Beardo has two, and Linda only has one right now, but I feel like she's on her way and going to make up some points here.
Come on, Linda. You
Everyone
know these
in
kids.
The room is Team Linda, bud. All right, here we go. Our next question, 2-1. Here's your next question.
Who wrote the Star Spangled Banner?
Ooh.
Who wrote the Star Spangled Banner? Would an 11-year-old know who wrote the Star Spangled Banner?
No. Elton John.
What does this lady think back here? She thinks a yes. Okay.
She thinks so.
She thinks Robbie knows. Yeah, Robbie knows. Okay. What do you think, Linda?
Yes.
Yes, right. from yes. Linda.
Yeah, I think he knows that.
Okay.
Okay.
Interesting.
The answer is, of course,
Francis Scott Key. Is that right?
That's good enough. Okay. Or did he write Camp Town Races?
I think he wrote them both.
Oh, no, okay.
Same night. He was real prolific.
That was
Once
Stephen,
he got inspired.
No, Stephen Foster wrote that.
Stephen Foster.
Oh, darn it.
Right.
Oh, well.
Okay, so the answer is Francis Scott Key. And here we go.
Who wrote the Star Spangled Banner?
Someone in the government.
It's a good guess, but a stupid answer, kid.
Yeah. Way to go, Robbie. You messed up.
The apple doesn't fall far from the tree in the Loffer household.
I didn't know either. That's true. Okay. So it's still 2-1. Right. Everybody was wrong on that one. Everybody overshot Robbie's intelligence.
That's right. We sure did. Overestimating that kid.
And now we'll have a lifelong testament that that's true.
Right. Okay, here we go with our next question, everyone.
All right, here we go.
Which country had declared that America was independent on July 4th, 1776?
Ooh, that's like a trick question.
Which country declared that America was independent on July 4th? It is, of course, England.
Right.
But the phrasing of the question is a little tricky, right? So what do we think?
I don't even understand what you asked.
Yeah.
What country declared its independence?
No, which country declared that America was independent? So America can't declare its own independence. The country that it's removed from has to declare it as removed from the country.
I say.
This is totally a trick question.
Because we said, we declare we're independent, and then King George.
And then England was like, I don't care what you declare yourself.
Yeah. They were like, fine.
Yeah.
Have that godforsaken wasteland.
I think you can walk that together and put it together. Yeah, I think I think he'll get it. Yeah.
Okay, England, he says.
All right.
And he says yes. And Linda says yes as well.
Linda, who works for Safe Passage, has all the faith in the world in the young
people. She loves Robbie. That's right.
We all love Robbie, just not jazz.
What do we think, guys? Do we think Robbie knows this one?
No, we got a no. A lot of no's.
Some no's. We got a I don't know here. Okay. Let's see if Robbie knows.
Which country had declared that America was independent on July 4th, 1776?
Britain.
Hey!
Gets the point, and that means a point for both these guys.
That's right,
okay.
The point for everybody.
Pretty impressed.
So we're 3-2, is that right?
That's correct.
Okay, 3-2. Math Linda, you can make up some points here right now. I believe in you, Linda, and not the Knicks. Here we go. With our next question.
Who was the primary author of the Declaration of Independence?
Ooh. Okay, who was the primary author of the Declaration of Independence?
That's a lot of names.
I think we can all agree it was
TJ.
Thomas Jefferson, right?
Yeah, buddy.
Thomas Jefferson was the prime author of the Declaration of Independence.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
But does Robbie know that? That's what we need to find out.
An 11-year-old?
Yeah, I think sixth grade, you know Jefferson. Yeah.
Right. You know Jefferson wrote the Declaration in sixth grade? Says Beardo.
Yes. All right.
And Linda is just sticking with yes.
Yes,
the
all the time.
Hilarious.
Yeah, Linda just believes in children, don't you, Linda?
That's a lovely thing.
Against, I do too.
Against
general.
All better judgment.
Against all better judgment.
You think children are the wave of the future? Okay. Here we go. Let's see. We got two yeses, Jazz, right?
Yes, we do.
Here we go.
Who was the primary author of the Declaration of Independence?
Ben Franklin.
Oh, he let us all down! That stupid kid!
Jazz hates Robbie. He hates him.
Doesn't Robbie have anything to say to Jazz, Andy?
Oh my gosh, yeah. He does.
Oh, it does my heart so good.
Woo! Oh,
man. Jazz is a fan of the Schadenfreude.
Yeah.
Woo!
You're going to pay for this one day, Jazz.
Maybe. I don't think so, though. I'll always have an upper hand on
And we
that.
Also want to welcome everybody who came in and sat down to join the show. Thanks for coming out, guys. And I hope you guys are enjoying Taste of Chicago today.
Amen.
Welcome to the game show and stuff.
That's
live.
Right. Thank you
Live. So
much. Okay, now here we go. This is our last question. So, Linda, you can tie here, okay?
All right. Come on, Linda.
And you can win.
All right.
All right, here we go. John, is that his name? Did I say
this? This is James.
James, I'm sorry. James and James. Okay, here we go. Okay, here's your last question. Win the Robbie game.
Who elects the President of the United States?
Another trick question.
Who elects the president? It is a trick question.
I bet you a lot of adults around here don't even know what the answer
is. Because adults would
say
the people of America pick the president, but that is, of course, not true, or Al Gore would have been president.
That's right. We pick the Electoral College, who then makes their vote for the president.
Right. So the answer is the Electoral College.
One of the many wrinkles in the system that needs to get ironed out.
That's right. Will never be ironed out.
But does little Robbie know this? That son of a...
No.
Linda's going
the first no.
Linda's going the opposite direction.
Linda hates Robbie.
Man, I want to say yes, but he didn't. He got the. He said Ben Franklin with the Declaration.
Right. He's stupid. He's a real dumb kid.
But then again, I'm pretty sure they teach the Electoral College because it's like you said, hard to understand. So right. I think he knows.
Okay.
I think he says it.
Okay. We got a yes and a no.
How the tables have turned.
Here we go, folks. The tension is building. You
That's
can feel
right.
it.
Screw you, Jazz.
Hey! You know what, Robbie? Wherever you are.
How dare you?
Oh,
Screw
man.
You,
that's
Jazz.
Son of... Hey! I swear to God, that kid is a thorn in my side.
Here we go.
Next time I see you, Robbie.
Okay, here's our final answer. For the win. James can win the game if this is correct. If he gets it wrong, James wins.
That's right.
You're betting against a child,
that's right.
James.
If Robbie is
Happy
as stupid
Sunday.
As I keep saying he is.
Here we go.
Who elects the President of the United States?
The people of the country.
Oh. You stupid kid! So we got a tie.
More lies taught to the children.
That's right.
You know, in school, they're like, you can do anything.
That's right.
You can even elect the president.
That's right. No.
Inaccurate.
But I'm going to go on record here and saying he's not wrong.
He is wrong.
The answer's not wrong. I mean, the technicality.
Stop sticking up for the stupid kid, Nikki.
I'm just saying, Robbie,
he is
really,
wrong.
Really smart.
He is wrong.
He is very
wrong,
smart.
Wrong.
He is very smart. And that means, James, you've won the game.
Oh, it's a tie, right?
Tie.
Yeah, we got a tie.
Oh, they tied.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
You're
James
both the winners, ladies and gentlemen. Everybody wins at the game show and stuff.
You're both going home with some bubbles.
That's right. High quality neon bubbles for outdoor use only. May stain some clothes. Wear play clothes. They're neon. They're bubbly. They're made in China.
Wear your Knicks shirt.
Linda, that's right. James. Linda, James, thanks so much for playing on the game
show
and stuff.
Yeah. Fun time. So, Robbie cracks me up. That stupid kid.
Oh, boy.
Screw you, Jazz.
Hey! Swear to God, that kid. One of these days, I'm going to get him.
Hey, folks. I think we got some new folks out in the audience.
Yeah.
So, why don't we give away some of these Radio Misfit fans.
That's
so they
right.
Can
Wes,
some
do
cool
some work
air.
Around here.
Yeah, hand out some of those fans.
Who told you you could drink water, Wes? Do your
job. I'm sorry. You're right. You're right. I'm sorry.
Gosh.
Worldwide
Boo
West.
West.
Worldwide West theme music.
Worldwide West.
Worldwide West.
Worldwide Stop lollygagging, West.
He's Wes or something like that.
Who would like a free fan? There you go.
Gosh.
Awesome.
How many times you got to tell this guy to do something? Okay, yeah.
All right, we're going to take a quick 3-minute break, and we'll be right back right after this.
The Game Show and Stuff is brought to you by And Stuff Productions. And Stuff Productions, purveyors of fine comedy for over 5 years. Not quite 10 years. Maybe about 8.5 years.
You know, ladies and gentlemen, as Wes mentioned earlier in the show, we did used to be a proud member of WLUW. We still support Loyola University. We appreciate Loyola University. We believe that they are one of the top 10 universities in the world named Loyola. There are so many institutions of learning named after Loyola. They're easily in the top 10. But we just don't want you to be confused. This guy's like, nah, I don't know. We got any Ramblers in the house? Hey, go, you Ramblers! That's a tall lady. She looks like she could have played for the Loyola University basketball team. Uh-huh. Well, we do still support the Ramblers and believe in Loyola University. So we're going to give them a little shout-out on our show today. And speaking of Loyola basketball, here's a little promo for them.
Loyola University Ramblers basketball. 12-20 win seasons. 23 NBA draft picks. 17 All-Americans. 4 NIT appearances. 5 NCAA appearances. 1 NCAA championship. Make sure you're there when history is made. For season tickets, call 773-508-WOLF.
Now, we don't want you to get confused and tune into a radio station when you go to look for the game show and stuff. So whatever you do, do not go to WLUW. Go to the Radio Misfits Podcast Network online. You can find us on iTunes. You can find us on Stitcher. You can find us on Google Play. All that good stuff. And if you do go to WLUW Chicago on Tuesday nights, you won't hear us anymore. You might hear this. or things to this effect.
That was Moods by Sunny and the Sunsets. Before that, we had Deep Purple Rain by Sons of Time.
Oh my gosh.
Time being the herb, not
so boring.
The, I don't know, the thing on the watch. Before that,
time,
we had
the herb, not
Tracy
the thing
Bryant
on the watch,
the
she says.
This is an actual broadcast from WLUW,
and that,
folks.
Honey Radar with Caterpillar.
So you're better off with us.
This is Hannah signing out for the week.
Thanks, Hannah.
Thanks to our special guest, Claire, for joining us.
It
Claire,
sounds like she's just doing this as an...
You want to say anything?
Yes, I would like to thank all the turtles and raccoons out there. Thanks for being my spirit animals, and keep it real, y'all.
Thanks, Hannah.
All right, thanks, Claire.
Thanks,
Claire.
Great
having you. I won't be here next week. I'll be running in the mountains of Alaska.
I'm going to fall asleep.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Even the ladies over here watching us playing this.
And get ready for 2 hours of great music.
2 hours.
That's nice.
2 hours of me talking about.
Guys, half the audience left while you played that.
I know. Hannah is not popular.
That's not us, guys. That's not us.
That's right.
It sounded like she was doing that just because she had an extra elective that she needed to get rid of.
Well, we are so lucky, Jazz, because we are joined right now by one of the women who is helping to make Chicago, the Taste of Chicago, the safest event it's ever been.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, here she is, everybody.
Yeah!
Yeah!
Give it up for the event staff!
What's your name, miss?
Jariah.
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 Beautiful name for a beautiful girl.
Did you grow up in Chicago, Jariah?
Yes.
Is this your first Taste of Chicago?
No.
How many of you worked?
Oh, yeah, this is my first time working.
Right. Oh, it is? Okay.
So you're making money instead of spending money. That's good.
Good money.
What's the craziest thing you've seen so far since you've been down here?
I'm going to let me think.
There were so many crazy things, I imagine.
It wasn't.
No,
it
really wasn't. Nothing that bad? Were you here yesterday when the protesters came through in an effort to stop Taste of Chicago?
I was, but I was on the other end where the concert was at.
Okay, lucky you. Good for you.
But on my way home, I seen them.
Oh, yeah?
They were still out.
That's right. They're probably still out today, and good for them.
Yeah.
That's what America makes America great, that you can protest things you don't agree with.
That's right.
And go and eat alligator on a stick at the same place.
That's right. That's freedom.
If you want to tell everyone that Black Lives Matter and get a rattlesnake kebab.
That's right.
You came to the right place.
And go see old Billy Idol?
Yeah. Those are not mutually exclusive interests.
Woo!
I am equally as concerned about the lives of all people as I am concerned about eating alligators. I wish the police would start shooting more alligators, damn
Finally,
it.
Please.
Please, somebody stop these alligators.
You don't even have to ask an alligator if it has a gun on it.
No.
You can just, it's
just
going to try to eat you.
That's right. You just shoot that mug.
Come on.
It's funny because it's true.
So how long you work? You're here till the end of the night, I'm sure.
Yes.
Wow.
And then do you work for this company all the time, or do you get to go and work your regular job after?
Oh, yeah, work my regular job. I just work events.
Okay. What's your regular job?
Housekeeper.
Oh, wow. Nice.
At a hotel?
Senior citizen home.
Hey, good for you.
Look at you. She's doing the Lord's work out here.
Amen. That is hard work.
Now, Jariah, do you plan on eating any of the awesome food at the Taste of Chicago?
I did already.
You did?
What'd you try?
I just wanted a burger.
Pizza
and Italian beef.
That's my favorite
Polish
thing in the world.
Hot dog.
No alligators.
Corn.
Okay.
No alligators.
I want some of that corn before we leave.
It was good.
Oh, it looks really good.
Yeah, and the turkey leg good, too.
Oh, yeah. Is the turkey leg back?
Yeah.
Oh, it's back, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Awesome.
Everybody needs to get a turkey
leg. It's closer
than
you think.
Oh, that's awesome. I'm going to get one. They took it away for a while. Remember the guy who originally started that recipe and providing it to the Taste? He got sick or something, and they stopped doing it for a while.
No. No company does it now. It's not the Taste of Chicago doesn't make turkey legs.
I know they don't make turkey legs. Don't condescend to me, Anderson Lauper.
I'm just saying.
I will punch you in the face.
I'm just saying
I won't.
That you have to go.
I won't do it, you guys. Don't wait for me to punch him in the face. I won't do it.
You have to go to the turkey leg tent to get a turkey leg.
I know, but I'm telling you, dude. Look, I've worked at the Taste of Chicago for like 6 years, bro. I'm the MC, actually, for the Bud Light stage down here at the end of
Columbus and Balbo. And so I've been coming here for a long time, Anderson.
Right.
You weren't even born in Chicago. I was born in Chicago. Don't tell me, bro.
Guys, hey. He's got stuff to do.
Sorry, Jiraiya. Give it up for Jiraiya, ladies and gentlemen. Jiraiya.
Thanks so much.
Thank you for putting up with us.
You're making it safe for us, and we really appreciate
it. Yeah.
Thank you, Jiraiya.
You're welcome.
No doubt.
All right, thank you so much.
Amen.
We'll talk very soon.
That's one of the reasons why we were so excited to talk to the event staff.
Get that Loyola girl up here.
Yeah, you guys don't get enough props, you know? We try to give props to the cops who are helping us and to all the people that are making food and stuff like that, but the people in the yellow shirts don't get enough props, so give it up for them.
And what's your name, miss?
I'm Natalie.
Natalie, you went to Loyola?
I'm going, actually. I'm going to be a freshman this year.
All right.
It's very exciting.
Are you 18?
I am.
Oh, my God.
Do you know the fight song?
No, I wish I did.
It goes like this.
Loyola,
Loyola, Loyola, Rams, 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 and Rams. Loyola.
Key change.
Loyola.
All right. Cut this ass off.
How you spell Loyola?
Mike, I'm having a really hard time believing you guys right now.
Yeah, it's true.
I'm sure that's completely for real.
We were the primetime show at a Jesuit university.
That's right.
Yeah.
Until we were removed.
We were forcibly removed from the premises by the Federal Communications Commission.
Now, I have an idea.
Go set the world on fire.
Natalie.
That's right.
You are you're wearing all denim, which is cool.
Yeah.
It's not what I typically want to wear when it's 90 degrees outside is an all denim outfit, but that's why I'm not a hot lady, Jeff.
That's true. You are not a hot lady.
All right.
Quite the contrary.
Now we have Natalie. Now let's find someone to play against Natalie really
Her boyfriend.
Quickly.
Yeah. Come on.
Ooh, boyfriend, come on up.
All right, all right.
Oh, I like it.
Little internecine
I'm assuming a lot. Maybe your brother, cousin?
Oh, brother. Good God.
Because they're two very attractive people, so.
Yeah. And what's your name, sir?
I'm Jimmy. Which is worse?
Okay.
What's your name? Hold on. Wes.
I'm Jimmy.
Oh, Wes. If you're going to do the microphone thing, you have to put the microphone in their face while they're talking.
Natalie's purse is alone. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Hey, thank
Better
you.
With a Coke lady.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Here, you can give me...
Jeez. And her chemise.
I gave him one job. I gave him one job to watch the
Right.
Purse.
And then he left it
and
back.
And he's just as bad as Wes.
Jimmy, we'd like to...
Worse even.
We're going to believe, Jimmy, that you're Natalie's brother. Isn't that right? Brother.
Okay.
Excellent. Okay.
I'm her friend.
There you go. All right. Here's her
World,
friendship.
Internet, they are friends.
Like, a sexy friend or just a regular
friend?
Just
a friend.
Okay, all right.
They're enjoying a time together.
Yeah.
Platonically.
You guys believe that?
Nosy.
I don't know about that.
A bunch of nosy
people. Got the Panic at the Disco concert later.
Hey.
Wow. Cool. Sometimes you need to take a sexy friend to see Panic at the Disco.
That's right.
Platonically.
I think people this sexy can only hang out with other people this sexy. I think there's a rule about that, isn't it? Like sevens can only hang out with sevens and above, and all of us sixes and below.
I tell you what, yesterday I went
to enjoy one another's company. Miserably.
I tell you what, yesterday I went to the public pool
in
Uptown.
Uh-huh.
And I tell you, I got out of the pool and my big belly's hanging on
my
little belly.
Fat,
Andy. And I was like, I was looking around and I was like, you know what? I'm a six here. Not too bad.
That's good.
There's some ugly people at the public pool.
But hey, they're proud of their bodies no matter what, and that's
I don't think that's true. It's just the only thing they can do.
It's like, well, if I want to go get wet, it's either that or sit in my apartment and get sweat in my rolls. I know the feeling, guys. It's funny because it's true.
All right, Natalie and Sexy Billy. What's your name, Jimmy?
Jimmy.
Sexy Jimmy.
Sexy Billy.
He's like Captain America.
Yeah.
He really looks like Captain America. He's an Adonis.
It's time to play Calorie Counterattack.
Yes, Calorie Counterattack, the fantastic foodalicious game where snacks might be dangerous, but there's safety in numbers.
Okay, we have Natalie and Sexy Jim play. Jazz, tell us how we play Calorie Counterattack.
All right, peep this, players. You're about to hear a list of food items. With each item, you will be told a number that represents its potential calorie count. The actual caloric value of each item is either higher or lower than the number you hear. You must guess which it is. Guess correctly and get a point. Get enough points and win the game. And that's how you play. Everybody say it with me. Calorie counterattack. Yeah. Okay,
you look like Damon Wayans. Has anyone ever told you that before? You look just like him.
Or a Wayans. Maybe more like a Sean.
Sean, maybe. SW1.
That's right.
Okay, so we're setting our bar for the calorie counterattack at 300 calories, okay? And now we're going to do all items that you can find here at the Taste of Chicago.
Ooh.
And you must tell us if the item is higher or lower than 300 calories.
Okay.
Okay?
I like it.
Here we go. Let's start with Natalie. Natalie, you're young. You probably don't have to take care of yourself as much as the rest of us. That all denim outfit. Here we go. All right, your first option is a taste portion of chap-chay from the Beet Kitchen.
Chap-chay. What is chap-chay?
It's vegetarian. It's something vegetarian from the Beet Kitchen.
Okay.
Is it under? Under 300 calories.
I'm gonna say under.
What do you think?
I'd have to go with under as well.
Okay.
Under. And you are correct.
All right.
Under 300 calories with a chap-chay, so that's 1 point each, Jeff.
I believe that's correct. Math is not my strong suit, but I'm going to guesstimate that that's correct.
And they can enjoy one before they go see Panic at the Disco.
That's right.
All right. Our next item is from Pork and Mindy's.
Okay, sounds delicious.
That's a great name.
Is it
a great name?
Is it my favorite food in the world, Anderson?
Pulled pork.
Pulled pork.
Pulled pork.
It is not pulled pork.
Some Spice Adams.
Pulled pork.
We're gonna do the.
Yeah.
The.
That was the saddest thing I've ever been a part of in my life.
Shut your mouth, Wes.
And that's certainly
nobody
not the
wants
saddest.
To hear your opinion.
Yeah, thank you.
The side of the sweet potato salad. Sweet potato salad. Now, is that over or under 300 calories?
I'm going to go with over 300 calories.
Okay.
Over for Sexy Jim.
Under.
And under for Natalie.
All right.
Oh, well.
Let's see.
And it is under.
All right.
Whoa. Another point for Natalie. Yeah. Great job. Did you guess under too? Beyonce?
Beyonce's here? Yeah.
You said over. Oh, okay. Okay. All right.
Smart.
It was, in fact, under. So if you're looking for a sweet potato salad, under 300 calories, it won't wreck your day.
Okay.
Or all your points.
Right.
Head on over to Pork and Mindy.
And it won't take you too many tickets either because it's a little taste portion.
Our next item is from the Beet Kitchen as well.
Okay.
It is the veggie burger.
Ooh,
the veggie burger.
All right.
Is that over or under 300 calories?
That's
what would
a
you
tough
say,
one.
Natalie?
Let's go under. I'm having luck with that.
Under, okay. Natalie's sticking with under. And Sexy Jim says.
I'm going to go for over 300 calories again.
I like
over
that.
300 calories.
I like that guess, Jim.
Now we have 2-1 right now. Is that right?
That is correct.
Natalie has 2 and Jim has 1.
Indeed.
It is over.
Oh!
Wow!
Good job
over
there, Jimmy.
Great job, Jim.
High ball game.
All right. Here we go from Chicago's Doghouse. Ooh. A portion, the taste portion, that's the smaller portion, right, Natalie? You with me? Of smoked rattlesnake with rabbit meat.
Ooh.
For real?
So like a rattlesnake ate a rabbit and then they killed this rattlesnake.
They put both other things.
It's like a turducken.
Do you want to have a
it
small...
It wasn't half bad, but it was very spicy.
Did you have it?
It wasn't half bad, but it was spicy.
Wow, you tried it?
Of course.
Natalie doesn't give a
It was pretty spicy, but it tastes pretty good.
Okay.
Wow. So what was your favorite part, the rabbit or the rattlesnake?
They're kind of mixed together. I mean,
okay.
They were both pretty good.
Yeah.
The alligator was good?
I will endorse the alligator. That
okay,
was
yeah. See, kill those alligators. Let's
I
eat
tell
them
you what,
up.
Nothing good. Nothing good ever came from an alligator.
Hell no.
Only problems. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely.
Even you look at an alligator and you're like, that has some problems
that's
for
true.
Me.
That's true. Except for, you know, they do make some nice shoes.
That's right.
Just saying.
Excellent shoes.
Alligators must have some purpose. I mean, they have to have a purpose like in
nature.
The wild and nature.
True.
And
true.
How come she doesn't get yelled at?
You know shut what? Up, Wes.
You just shut your mouth, Wes. Stop asking so many questions.
God, you tell suck. Me why.
Tell me why. Shut up, Wes.
All right. So what are we saying with this one, with the alligator and rabbit?
I'm going to go over.
Over. Sexy Jim says over.
I'm going to go under.
Okay.
And Natalie says under.
She's staying under.
What does Beyonce say? Beyonce? Over.
Okay. Okay.
All right.
And it is over.
All right. That's a point for Sexy Jim.
Sexy Jim's winning the game. Go ahead, Sexy Jim. And Beyonce's doing pretty good, too.
That's right.
I'm sorry about Jay-Z. It's going to be some problems in that house.
Oh,
and that entirely way too big house for anyone to live in. It's quiet over there. All right, here we go with a cauliflower salad from Nana.
Interesting.
Nana has a cauliflower salad. Is that higher or lower than 300 calories?
I'm going to go lower.
Okay, she's going to
Yeah, why not?
Right.
Yeah.
Sure.
I'm going to go with lower as well.
Okay.
All right, they're both going lower.
I think they're both wrong.
Beyonce? Higher or lower on the
cauliflower salad? Cauliflower is a very fibrous.
Beyonce says higher.
Yeah,
cauliflower? Are they frying the cauliflower? Because that would really
change
the situation.
I can't tell you. It's vegetarian. That's all I can tell you.
I know that it's vegetarian. But cauliflower.
They're both going under. This guy's going under.
Of all the vegetables in the world, one of the toughest to kill.
Yeah, fibrous. All right. They're both locked in at under. And it is over.
Whoa.
Hey. We got him wrong. Jazz, let's do a quick score recap
okay,
for Sexy
hold
Jim
on.
And
like
Natalie.
Like I said, math is not my strong suit, so let me do...
And while we're waiting on the score, so, Jim, are you going to Loyola as well?
I'm actually going to Valparaiso University.
Oh, Valpo in Indiana.
Yep.
Let me tell you something about living in Indiana.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
Do tell.
Let me tell you about people from Indiana. Are you from Indiana?
No, I'm from Tinley Park.
Okay, good.
Be nice, Andy.
Don't forget, I have family in Indiana, Anderson.
Here's what you need to know about going to Indiana.
I'm still doing the math here.
No one in Indiana knows how to drive.
That's true.
They all drive like it's their first time in a car. Okay? So remember that when you're on the long straight roads, when you're like, how come no one can be on this long straight road in Indiana? Another thing is, those windmills are way too big.
It's true.
Okay.
They're hypnotic.
Another thing
drive
is,
off the road, it's so
you're
going to
feel really out of place because you're going to be the only dude with sleeves on your shirt. In Indiana.
It's funny because it's true.
All right, those are the three things you need to know.
All right, Anderson, after my thorough mathematical review, it seems that the score is 3-2 in favor of Sexy Jim.
Sexy Jim.
Have we told them what they're playing for?
Oh, have we told them what they're
What are they
for?
Playing for?
I believe.
It's a...
Oh, that's right, ladies and gentlemen. It's a neon light-up yo-yo from Toysmith Toy Company. It's neon. It lights up, and it's made in China.
That's right, Natalie. You're going to love it.
It's going to be great when you're watching Panic at the Disco.
That's right. Fun for the whole family.
17-year-old Natalie. Not walking around. 18. 18.
Okay. Stop it,
Legal.
Anderson.
Sorry.
Yeah, just be nice.
Here we go. All right.
It's our last.
we're never short on that.
Yeah. That's right. We have plenty of insults.
You won't
just
be the last.
Out a whole area of suitors.
Oh, you do. That's right. You're not with Sexy Jim. So
That's
all
right.
These places, you can go any place.
That's right.
She's the hit of the party.
Well, just wait till you walk into the concert with that yo-yo.
Yeah, and your all denim tuxedo there.
You're going to hypnotize them men's.
Yeah. That's the plan.
Doing Cat's Cradle.
That's right.
So here we go. Here we go. It's your chance to win the game here, all right?
Okay, here we go. What's the item, Anderson? What is our next item in calorie counterattack?
Our next item and last item is a taste portion of the mustard fried catfish from BJ's Market and Bakery.
Ooh, that sounds awesome.
A taste portion of the mustard fried catfish from BJ's Market and Bakery. The taste portion is the smaller portion, Natalie.
Right.
Don't forget.
Got it.
Okay. Is that
it
higher or lower
or
than
under
300 calories?
I'm going to stick with under.
She's
we'll just go all the way through.
Yeah, she's committed.
Okay.
Natalie says under. Sexy Jim.
I'm going to have to go with over.
Okay.
Over. Yeah, I think I would probably go with over.
I'm guessing over,
what
too.
Do you think, Beyonce? Over.
Yeah.
I mean, catfish has got a little fat on it, and then you throw it in the fryer, and that's going to amp it up a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That's how it goes.
What do you think, miss? Over or under?
She's thinking under. Okay.
She's thinking under.
Taste portion, maybe? Okay.
And how about this gentleman? What do you think? Over.
He's over. Going okay. Over. Okay. Interesting. Right. We're split. We are divided as an audience over whether or not this is higher than lower than 300 calories.
Brother against brother.
That's right.
The tensions are building.
Mm-hmm. Here we go. The answer is, Jazz.
Yes, Anderson.
For the win, Sexy Jim could run away with the game right now. Or Natalie could come in too. It is under.
Hey! That means we got a tie, ladies and gentlemen. So you guys are going to have to split that neon yo-yo.
There you go. Why don't we give him a pack of Funyuns too, Jazz?
Oh, absolutely. That's
yes,
right.
Go ahead. Natalie, you need a little meat on your bones.
That was supposed to be our consolation prize. Frito-Lay products. They're the best snacks on earth.
Beyonce, maybe you come
might,
up here.
You might be all that in a bag of chips, but tonight you just get the chips.
That's right. These are totally unsanctioned food products.
That's
the
right.
Taste of Chicago.
If you get caught with these food products, you did you not get them from us.
You never heard of us.
It's a 68-cent value.
Beyonce, come up here and get a bag of, what are those, Johnny?
I can do, I have cheddared flavored Ruffles. I can do Funyuns. I
all
got
right.
Classic Lay's. Whatever,
whatever you want, nice. Beyonce. We love you.
Thank
yes.
you.
Yes.
Natalie,
we love
listen
your work.
To me. Behave yourself tonight.
That's right.
Don't go carrying on with some stranger.
You know what? As a Jesuit at heart, I think that I have to stick to my roots. And
wow.
To your Jesuit roots.
All right.
And there we go.
And what will you do? I mean, you're going to go...
Well, you're sticking to them.
You're going to go out on an inquisition like the Jesuits did?
Like, set the world on fire. Go set the world on fire.
That's right.
Set the world on fire, Natalie. And Sexy Jim, take care of her.
Great job.
Don't let her
have a hand for Natalie and Sexy Jim.
Thank you, Sexy Jim. Thank you, Natalie.
Loyola's in Chicago.
L-O-Y-O-L-A. That's how you spell Loyola.
Such a fun game.
Oh, man, that is a fun game. Makes you think about what you're eating and why.
Well, we have one more game I wanted to get to, Jazz.
Oh, yeah, let's play it.
For the end
game.
Of the day.
Yeah, let's do it.
And I'd like to see if this guy
could
come up here. And we're going to play a little Jazz.
Yes, Anderson.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
We're going to play a little Which is Worse?
Which is Worse? The game of things to compare and contrast where your mouth and your brain have to move real fast.
And what's your name, sir?
Rohit.
Rohit, excellent. Rohit, right. Welcome to The Taste. Have you been down here all day?
Yeah.
Cool, right. You having fun?
Yeah.
What's your favorite thing you've done so far?
Eat.
Be here! That's the best answer I can ever
have. He said eat, not be here.
Oh.
He doesn't care about us.
Eating is good, too.
Yeah. All right, Jazz. Tell Rohit how we play Which is Worse.
Okay, Rohit, here's how it works. You will hear a series of 12 sets of two different things. You must instantly assess which you think is worse and name it. At the end of this down and dirty dozen, we will review your answers and tally the points. And that's how you play. Everyone say it with me.
Which is worse?
Yeah.
All right, Rohit. So you're playing for, what are we playing for today with for Rohit?
We've got the, read it out loud, Johnny Mo.
We've got a,
it's a
quarter,
pun.
A quarter bag of pots. It is a bag full of gravel and garbage that you would find in a pothole right from Lakeshore Drive.
There we go.
Everyone jealous?
Only in Chicago.
A bag of Lakeshore Drive pothole.
That's there right. A memento. Where are you from, Rohit? Are you from Chicago?
Yeah.
Okay. See, you have your Boston shirt on, and I thought maybe you were
that's
visiting.
That's Chris Bryant.
Chris Bryant.
Oh, my bad. You know what? I could only see the B and the navy blue. So
that's
my
Chris
bad.
Bryant on there. Yeah.
All right.
Cubs fan.
He's in the Cubs okay, Jazz.
Good. Yeah.
I like the Mets guy over here.
Yeah. That
yeah,
dude.
Mets guy. Okay. All right, Rohit, let's play some Which is Worse. Now, the clock's going to start as soon as I finish the first pair for you to choose, okay? And your job is just to tell me which is worse. Here we go. The clock will start as soon as I'm done. Rohit, which is worse, cold hot dogs or warm beer?
Warm beer.
Too much mustard in the potato salad or too much mayonnaise in the coleslaw?
Too much mayo in the coleslaw.
The line for the tickets or the line for the food?
Line for the food.
The line for the food or the line for the bathroom?
Line for the food.
Public restrooms or public transit?
Public restrooms.
Public transit or city driving?
City driving.
City driving or city parking?
City parking.
Wisconsin drivers or Indiana drivers?
Indiana drivers.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Uh-huh. Connie's Pizza or Lou Malnati's Pizza?
Connie's Pizza.
Lou Malnati's or The Illuminati?
Illuminati's.
Richard J. Daley or Richard M. Daley?
Richard D. Daley.
Either Mayor Daley or Mayor Emanuel?
Mayor Emanuel.
Yes! All right, he beat the clock and everything. Good job, Rosie. You act on your impulses.
Excellent. Well, Jazz, let's take a look.
All right.
Let's see how Rohit did.
Okay.
I said cold hot dogs or warm beer. He said warm beer.
That's correct. There's no coming back from warm beer.
I said too much mustard in the potato salad or too much mayonnaise in the coleslaw. He said coleslaw.
That's correct.
I said the line for the tickets or the line for the food. He said line for food. I said food or bathroom. He said food. I said public transit or city driving. He said driving.
Are you guys detecting a pattern here?
No, it's right about everything.
That's right.
I said Wisconsin drivers or Indiana drivers. He said Indiana. Hit that thing about four more times.
All right, that's right. Just keep doing it.
Connie's Pizza or Lou Malnati's Pizza. He said Connie's. I said Lou Malnati's or the Illuminati. He stuck with Lou Malnati's. Is worse than the Star Circle controlling our universe.
That's right.
Lou Malnati's Pizza is worse than that. Okay. So that's something to think about. Richard J. Daley or Richard M. Daley. He went with J. And either Mayor Daley or Mayor Emanuel, which one is worse? And he said Mayor Emanuel.
And he is absolutely right, I think.
Rohit, you win 100%. You won the game.
Yeah. Rohit, you are the champion of the game show, show and stuff.
Yeah. Woo!
Today and in perpetuity throughout the universe.
Yeah. Rohit, congratulations. Hope you have a great rest of your day at the Taste of Chicago.
Thank you.
Amen, brother.
Well done, buddy.
One last round of applause for Rohit.
Yeah.
Don't spend that all in one place.
Yeah, don't use all your gravel, whatever that is. Ladies and
I
gentlemen, thank you all.
Bring you that funny, 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 funny stuff.
Thank you all so much for coming out to the Game Show Show out here. I'm sure you didn't come here out here on purpose. You just happened to be walking by and needed a place to sit. And that's fine, too.
Yeah, we love it.
We appreciate you guys coming out. And you can find us on the RadioMisfits.com along
right.
with some other really awesome podcasts.
So many.
If you're a fan of Artie Lang, Artie Lang has a show on there as well.
That's right.
Hot Doug.
Yeah, Hot Doug was in the house.
Tony Lasano, who you know from television, I'm sure.
That's right. That guy, James, from the Garden State.
James from Garden State.
Thanks, buddy.
Thanks for playing along.
And hopefully you can find us on there. And if you enjoyed the show, send us a quick email or a Facebook. Follow us on Facebook or whatever.
Yes, please do.
Wes, thank you so much. I'm glad you're back with us.
Amen.
Thank you guys for having me.
No doubt.
Good to see you. Johnny Mo, thank you so much.
Thank you, guys. And thanks for coming out, guys.
Nikki.
Nicole Bloomsmith down at the end.
Bloomsmith.
The talented Nicole Bloomsmith.
And as the man said, if you like what you heard, spread the word, because word of mouth is always the best form of advertising for local stuff like us and local restaurants like these and all the local stuff you're going to see around the whole Taste of Chicago.
How about we have the president of Radio Misfits, Ed Sillo.
Yeah,
here.
Give it up for Ed, ladies and gentlemen, making it all possible.
And he's James Anthony Zoakley.
That's me.
And my name is Anderson Laufer.
It's him.
And thank you so much, and have a great Sunday, everybody.
That's right. Peace!